The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo back on the radio, a short weekend with the Beach Boys. Great to be back, I must say. I enjoy being with you, and we're so honored to have you listen. And just get into it. Let's get into it. You know, you see things, and when you step away, you see things unfolding in the country. You go, how is that happening? That's why we're so pleased to bring to the airwaves gals like Carol Markowitz, columnist for the New York Post. She has a great article on FoxNews.com. Biden's impulsive words continue to terrify instead of console us. Hello, Carol. Welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us this morning.
Hi, Joe. So nice to be here.
Well, we appreciate it. And it's so true. It's like you want, I said this several times this morning, Carol, if I may, to my 11-year-old with me on the weekend of work that I did, you know, on this cruise ship. And she's seeing the news, hearing the news. And my little kid says to me, Daddy, I'm confused. Now, that, you know how that hurts my heart, because there's, I said, honey, there's really nobody in charge right now, but Daddy's got it. I'll watch your back. I mean, what is, yeah. I'm speaking, you know what, this guy, this is the, they can't get it together in Washington, in this administration, right. Anyway, in any regard.
I think kids absolutely get it. My 9-year-old is very into history. He reads a lot about the start, how wars start.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
He says a lot of this rhetoric is exactly how it gets going. You know, one country says something to another country that and makes them feel threatened.
That's right.
How wars really begin. And, you know, you have somebody irrational on the other side who can do anything, who has the world's largest supply of nuclear warheads. And yet we're antagonizing him. And it's crazy. And, you know, I think the kids really get it. I wish adults did.
Yeah, it's so true. And then this is my favorite too. Of course, I don't talk to my kids about this, but when he goes regime change, you know, they talk about, you know, you got to get Putin. Anybody knows. Anybody who's seen The Godfather knows. You don't talk about it. You just whack them. Can you take out Hyman Roth? Difficult, not impossible. That's what you want to see.
Okay.
I mean, you know, and oh, we don't do that. And yes, you do in the United States. I mean, my goodness gracious, Carol Markowitz. I mean, do you talk about it? You're gonna broadcast it? Oh, what?
Yeah.
How many gaffes this guy can make? And then
right.
this they build him up like he's this Reagan-esque character. The PR campaign mm-hmm. goes into overdrive. Thank God you see right through it, Carol.
Yeah, that has been hilarious to me, too, as if that speech was a good speech. And it was like a lot of the writing around it was like, it was a good speech, except the part where he, you know, said that thing about removing Putin. Well, that's a big except. That's a really big except. And the thing is that it was ad-libbed. So does our president believe that or does he not? And it's really hard to say. I don't see it as a gaffe. I think it was something he really believed. And then he's not supposed to say, but he said it anyway. And that's really dangerous on the world stage. I think we're in such a perilous moment right now where everybody's paying close attention to the language. And this guy is just going off the cuff and saying things like this. And it's a danger to us all.
It's so true. It's a good point, too. And our young producer even brought up a great point. Like, why is there such a major disconnect between President Biden and his very own team? There's
right.
Am I right? Am I missing something here?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. And that's what lends credence to the idea that he's not the one running the country, right?
Yeah,
it's the fact that he says things and then his team is like, no, he totally didn't mean that. And then yesterday, Pete Ducey at the Fox News asks him about these three things, about sending troops. He said to our troops, "You'll see Ukraine soon." And then he made a comment about us using chemical weapons. And then he said this thing about Putin no longer being in power. And Ducey asked him, "What about these three things?" And he says, "I never said those three things." All supposed to believe that he
exactly
is
right.
in charge? I mean, is he lying or does he not remember? And which one is better?
I know. I couldn't believe he said it. And thank God for Peter Ducey down there from Fox News. He's very respectful. He's a young guy himself, very respectful.
Yeah.
And then Biden comes out. Oh, no, that I didn't. I never said that. And then but people buy it. And because, you know, the news cycle is so quick, I haven't forgotten about Afghanistan. And thank goodness you haven't either. I haven't forgotten about the southern border of the United States or the virus or the inflation or the gas prices. Take your pick. I haven't forgotten about any of it.
Yeah.
They are doing a concerted effort, Carol Markowitz, a campaign, a PR campaign to change the image, and they're using war as a distraction. Am I wrong when I say that,
Absolutely.
Carol?
No, you're absolutely right. He's blaming so much of this on Putin. When I heard him blame inflation on Putin, that was really that was the funniest one to me, because that had been heading in that direction for a long time. I think that the American people know Biden's ratings are in the toilet. I think they really recognize what's going on here.
Yeah.
But I just wish it weren't so. It doesn't have to be a political consideration for me to not want my president to shoot off his mouth in front of everybody, you know, in the world. I want peace and security, and I want Americans not to feel worried. And every time our president speaks, and he speaks to us so rarely, that's the other thing, we hardly ever hear from him. He barely ever engages with the press. He hardly ever makes speeches. And yet, now when he does speak, you're like, oh my God, please stop speaking.
Yeah, it's so true like that. And you know what I would like to see? Like I always said when President Trump was in office, I always said, you know, and President Trump came up with this great idea for inner city communities, the opportunity, you know, the opportunity project, which was a great idea where he would just really try to give back to the stressed areas of America. And I said it on the air, he should call Barack Obama, you know, from the south side of Chicago, maybe to help him facilitate that. I would like to have seen that.
Right.
But of course, he never did. In this regard, I would like to see President Biden say, you know what, I got to talk to the former president. We got to get together. If he ever did that, his approval ratings would skyrocket. If you go, look, he never would. They can't.
Yeah.
It's like whoever's running the White House, they just don't even want to go there because the whole thing under President Trump, and it's not a pro-Trump speech, people get so, you know, oh, gosh, it's like prickly when you mention his name. But Trumpism and America First worked. This Bidenism, how are they going to talk about this? Bidenism, this destruction of America is not working at all.
What's even Biden's philosophy, really? You know, we don't know because we don't really hear from him. Like, we don't know what he believes. We don't know what his world philosophy is. And we don't know what he wants for America and Americans. This leads to so many problems. There's so many conspiracy theories right now around what's happening because our president doesn't fill in the blanks. And that's a major issue. And, you know, it's not one that I see going away anytime soon.
Carol, tell me about yourself before we let you go. 9-year-old? You have a 9-year-old?
I have 12, 9, and 6.
Oh, man. Look.
Yeah.
I see you on TV, and we love you, kind enough to join, especially this early in the morning. In the game, name a good. I have 5 kids, you know, and I'm running around, and I just and I'm a proud. I always say I'm a proud prisoner of my responsibilities. Thank you very much. You know, how do you work it out as a working woman? And you're on deadline.
Yeah.
That's the worst. Like, on the radio, it's like we're always on the clock. We want to talk world affairs, but really, curious.
My husband's a very involved. My husband's a very involved father.
God bless him.
Shuttling them around to sports. We have our roles. I think they're pretty traditional. I cook. He does the sports stuff. You know, just general things like that. I think a division of labor is what works for us. It's not easy. It's just and last year when schools were closed in 2020, 2021, that was difficult. And absolutely, I saw that it was difficult for so many people across the country, and that's why it became sort of my main issue. But you know, you got to do what you have to do for these kids, right? I've never felt more committed to the idea of raising them right for the future of us all.
Yeah, God bless you, and amen to that. It's exactly what it's the impetus for all of us. Carol Markowitz, keep up the great work, and thank you for taking the time with us. God bless. Carol Markowitz right there, columnist for the New York Post. I just retweeted this on my Jersey Joe Piscopo on Twitter, and we'll do it on the website as well for the radio station. Biden's impulsive words continue to terrify instead of console us. Right on the money, as always, from Carol Markowitz. Joe on the radio, quarter after 9 o'clock. You can give us a call at 877-970-2999. I'm kind of just getting back into it, just coming off the road. Came in late like that. I'd like to come a little earlier when I come off the road so I can acclimate. Didn't have that opportunity, you know. But it was, I'm telling you, you know, and you guys are going to kill me. Al, you're going to kill me. So we're at the airport, Miami. There were two things. There were two things where we can get someplace to eat because everything was delayed. Apparently, United has one plane that they use and they send it around the country, and you have to wait for that plane. So the plane is here. We don't have the plane and one crew. There's one plane and
the
one crew for all the airlines.
Plane.
So there was a Pizza Hut. Remember Pizza Hut?
Oh yeah, I've heard of those.
But Pizza Hut, and then there was a Quiznos.
Quiznos, the sub shop.
So I haven't. Last time I had Pizza Hut was 1972 in college.
Really?
Yeah. So not bad. I mean, it's not you know the pizza that you get in Jersey or Staten Island.
You
know,
you don't eat pizza.
You didn't dissect a frog in school. You dissected a slice of pizza.
Right.
That's
eat
great
fried
light.
Cheese.
I do. I dissect the pizza. I do. I'm guilty as charged.
Fried cheese. That's what you have.
Listen. Mm-hmm. So you get those little pan pizzas, the little one.
Yeah.
And we had, and I taste very good, very good. Oh. I just had a little taste. But I went to Quiznos, and they did like a chicken kind of thing, you know, a chicken. And that was actually very good, too. So look at me on the road eating, junk food. It worked out.
Yeah.
But there was nothing else around.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do?
But I'm sure he asked somebody, got any French toast and real maple syrup? What?
There wasn't a vending machine there that had Snickers bars cut into eighths?
On the ship, I drove the people crazy.
I'm sure you did.
Oh, boy.
Can I have French toast? Well done.
Right.
And and no butter, please.
What would you like it to look like? As black as the floor. If you don't mind. Well done.
He is so irritating, this guy.
Oh, yeah.
You see the kitchen?
But then, they probably said that. They were probably back in the galley like, what do you think? I'm like, man, this guy is so annoying. He tips good.
Listen, I slept late on the show day. You know, the sleep late, get sleep. And I called, Mr. Piscopo, the kitchen is closed. And I said, well, he goes, all right, let me see what I could do. So they sent up the French toast. There were two little pieces of burnt bread.
Delicious.
But then before I left, me and Charlie left. We left. You put on the card, the thing outside the door hanger thing where you order the breakfast.
Yeah.
So I did that. So I put French toast and no special directions. It came back with gook on it. The next morning, it wasn't cooked. I know what I'm talking about when I order French toast. I'm the king. I'm the king of French toast. I'm telling you. You know?
Should have brought the George Foreman grill with you on the ship. You wouldn't have this problem.
Hey, not a bad idea. That's a great idea.
Can you fly with that?
I don't know that you can. No, and obviously there's a smoke detector in the room. If he lights that up, forget it.
Light it up, baby.
That's it.
You know what? I got to get you. I want to get you a George Foreman grill. I think because it actually does work.
Oh, I have one. It's great.
Oh, you do have it.
How do you think
I'm so
eat?
Wait a second.
Didn't Frank Morano give you one, and it was still sitting in the box in your office? Like maybe you just want to re-gift that to Sibelius.
Well, I also have an air fryer, which I've never used. My parents got it for me for Christmas a few years ago. I still haven't figured out how to use it.
But Frank Morano got you a collection of gifts.
Some that were unopened. I remember he went in your office. He's like, I bought that for him. He didn't even open
it. Morano told me this. He goes, I'm so tired. I said, Frankie, go in my office and catch a nap, please. So he lays down, and he got to sleep. And then he woke up, and he saw every one of his gifts, like, stuck
sitting in a pile
somewhere in the back.
Look, kids. Here, go ahead. Open them up.
I got that one. The real shock was the receipts were still there.
Right. on eBay being sold. Yeah.
I had to resell them. Right. Joe on the radio. Oh, we are here. We are back. We're going to make it. So help me God, we're going to make it. Dr. Joel Zinberg, kind enough to join us. We'll talk about this virus situation and why Mayor Adams needs to expand vaccine exemptions to everyone. Future of the pandemic. Here we go. Hey, Debbie, how you doing out there? So remember Frankie went in my office. He's like,
yes.
He's like, I gave you all these gifts. You just stuff them in the office here? Oh, no, I plan to use them. That was
he was highly insulted. He's like, wait a minute. They're just sitting there gathering dust.
You know, you're right. You're right. He never bought me anything after that. Right? You're right. I remember that.
That was
father.
So funny.
Remember, and then every holiday, what can we get Frank? A bourbon. Okay, got it. Not a problem. Very easy.
Then he's happy, yep.
He was easy. Debbie's out there on the roads. How are we doing this morning? 19 after 9 o'clock, 9:20 right now, March 29th on Tuesday, AM 970. The answer with the one, the only, the great Debbie Duhaime.
Thank you. Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Al. Good morning, Josephilia and everybody. Let's go out to the Wantagh northbound at Old Country Road. Watch out for an accident. Jericho Turnpike still closed, getting out through Elwood with an accident investigation. That's from an accident early this morning. FDR Drive northbound in the 70s. It looks like a three-car pileup. And we're seeing delays right now as you head over to West Street. West Street, as you get out toward the area of 6th Avenue, some ongoing construction. Watch for delays on the Cross Bronx westbound through 3rd Avenue and getting into the GWB. The outbound George Washington Bridge, it's construction. Inbound George, about 30 to the upper, better to the lower. Lincoln Tunnel, still about 35. Holland, 30 from both approaches. 280 eastbound, busy through West Orange with construction. The New Jersey Turnpike northbound at 14. An accident in the truck lanes. And traffic is moving slowly on 109 northbound at Southwood Ave in Linden with an accident being cleared. Watch for delays on 287 eastbound out in White Plains with an accident on the shoulder. Partly cloudy today, high of 40. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, tell me about Balance of Nature that I just plain don't live without. And I have my fruits right in front of me. And I'm going to take the Balance of Nature now, take it in the morning, take it now. And just to give you an idea how it works for me, I was about to go down and do a show the other day. And I said, and I looked and I knew that if I did the show and then I meet and greet and I got into the crowd and we do pictures and we did autographs, just a complete love fest this weekend. I'm so proud to be there on the Beach Boys cruise, right? So before I left, I doubled up, and you can do this. And I'm not saying that you do this. I doubled up on my Balance of Nature. I tell you, energy boost. I tell you, by the grace of God, a great show. But you get an energy boost. And also, you know what else you don't think about is the mental clarity, you know? And I feel it from the fruits and vegetables that I put in my body from Balance of Nature. And I know the Howard family, love the Howard family. You know, so I listen to Dr. Howard. You see him on TV. You see the testimonials on television. You got to try Balance of Nature. It, I think, could really change your life. I don't want to be dramatic, and I'm not going to make a clinical claim. But when the Howard family believes in the product enough, Balance of Nature, to give you 35% off any new preferred order and free shipping on any new preferred order and access to your own private health coach, you know they have confidence in the product that is going to work for you. I believe it will too, because the fact is this, the way you could build up your immune system is putting fruits and vegetables in your body. You're not going to eat enough, but you will get the same nutrients from these vital 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables that actually is Balance of Nature. Put it right in your body, and you will build up your immune system, I believe. I can't make a clinical claim on the radio. I got to be careful, you know. So why don't you try this? Just call 800-246-8751. You know the number, 800-246-8751. Or you go to balanceofnature.com. Just be sure you receive the special radio offer exclusively for you. The discount code is Joe.
Any supplier can drop a box outside your door. But if you want a partner who delivers great customer service too, rely on Cintas. Your dedicated service reps can deliver what you need to help your business run smoothly. From essential cleaning products to hygienically cleaned apparel, fire protection services to first aid and safety supplies. That service you can't get from a box.
Oh, I'm ready!
Visit Cintas.com and get ready for the workday.
Smoke Signals Radio is your answer to everything you and the smokers in your life need to know about stopping tobacco. Your host, Matthew Bars, is a world expert in smoking cessation and is director of tobacco treatment for the Fire Department of New York City with a quit rate of 70%. Even if you've tried before without success, you can quit too. Matt will show you how. Tell your smoking and vaping friends and family, help is here. Smoke Signals, every Saturday at noon on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hello there, Joe Piscopo on the radio 924. Dr. Zinberg is going to join us in a moment. I love telling you about our buddy Alex Kinsella over at Route 22 Toyota. He told us that anyone looking to beat those ridiculous gas prices, and you can't believe it, I tell you, you should go over and see Route 22 Toyota in Hillside, New Jersey, because they've got one of the area's largest inventories of new Toyota vehicles, including the most fuel-efficient vehicles, like the 39-mile-per-gallon Toyota Camry. How about the 41-mile-per-gallon RAV4 Hybrid, or the one that started it all, the Toyota Prius, which gets a combined 56 miles per gallon. No need to remortgage the house just to fill up the tank. And you know that's happening to many of us. Call Route 22 Toyota at 973-705-8905 and let them show you which fuel-efficient Toyota is right for you. Plus, they're making it easier than ever to get out of your gas guzzler by offering, you ready for this, 125% of book value on your trade. Boom! Just like that, on any make or model. 973-705-8905. Schedule an appointment with Route 22 Toyota, and they'll give you 125% book value towards a fuel-efficient Toyota. And please remember to tell them that Joe Piscopo sent you.
Our hosts tell it like it is. No safe spaces here. AM 970, The Answer.
9:26 on AM 970, The Answer, and this is March 29th on this cold Tuesday. Man, I'll tell you, this should be it. Hopefully, this will be it. Hey, Dr. Joel Zinberg is a Competitive Enterprise Institute senior fellow and director, Public Health and American Well-Being Initiative at Paragon Health Institute. Dr. Zinberg, welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us always.
Oh, my pleasure to be here.
Well, tell us, we're just confused and about what's going on with the vaccine, with the pandemics, and now you write this article, which we absolutely love in the New York Post, sir. Eric Adams needs to expand vaccine exemptions to everyone, not just elites. Give us your take on all of this, if you would, doctor.
Yeah, so what this involves is there's a mandate for people, private employees in New York City to demonstrate that they've been vaccinated. And Mayor Adams just relaxed that for professional athletes and performers, but it's still in place for everyone else. And that includes firemen, teachers, police. And as a result of that mandate, you've laid off already over 1,400 employees from the city. Many of them are essential workers. And it just really doesn't make much sense anymore when you have a situation where you have Omicron widely circulating, and it's been demonstrated that the vaccine does very little to protect you against infection with Omicron. And that's particularly the case with this newest variant of Omicron, the BA.2 subtype, which currently accounts for more than 50% of the cases in the New York City area and is even more transmissible than the original Omicron.
Wait, so yeah, can we stop there for a second? You're talking to your hypochondriac friend on the radio, Dr. Joel. So it's like the BA. So you get it. How many times can we get this thing, for crying out loud, Doc?
Well, look, you know, what happens is you get either infected and you recover, or you get the vaccine and you develop antibodies, but the antibodies will fade over time, and the antibodies are what keep you from getting infected in the first place. So it's possible you can get reinfected with what's called a breakthrough infection. But the good news, of course, is that vaccination continues to protect you against getting severe disease, you know, disease that would require hospitalization, disease that could kill you. You may get a mild case. You may be completely asymptomatic and not even realize you got infected. So that's the good news. But, you know, if we're talking about having a mandate that's supposed to protect workers from getting infected and then passing on the virus to someone else, it doesn't make much sense anymore, because the vaccine has very limited ability to do that anymore with these newer variants.
Yeah, the article is great. We suggest that you read Dr. Zimberg's article. We have it. We will retweet this. And it's so nice when a doctor has enough, when you have enough guts, Dr. Joel, to talk about it, because I still don't understand the political ramifications of this virus. Why, if we said one thing, we were vilified. You are being honest, and you're being very truthful, and we can't tell you how much we appreciate that on this program, sir.
Well, look, you know, there's an element of a performance here that, you know, politicians, unfortunately, are stuck in the position of trying to show that they're doing something. So, you know, they impose these mandates, and then when the science no longer supports them, and in some instances, they didn't even support them in the first place, they have a problem admitting they were wrong and backing down. And Mayor Adams is not the one who imposed this mandate. This mandate was imposed by the late unlamented mayor of New York, Bill de Blasio, on his way out the door. He imposed this in December, 5 days before he left office.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was pretty clear at that point in time that imposing a mandate to show vaccination did not make much sense, because we already were well into the Omicron surge. But he imposed it anyway. You know, he's just that kind of guy.
Yeah. Well, and you're being kind, and we appreciate that, Dr. Joel Zimberg. And before we let you go, I'm going to read from the article here that we're going to repose. Vaccine mandates are also unnecessary to protect the healthcare system from being overwhelmed. New hospital COVID admissions, the doctor writes, have fallen to the lowest level since early in the pandemic. Only 72% of ICU beds nationwide are in use, well within normal, a pre-pandemic ICU bed occupancy range. And of those beds, only 3.66% are being used for COVID-19 patients. Is the mayor and all these politicians not presented with these statistics, sir?
Look, I think they are. But, you know, of course, the original justification for all this was, first of all, as I said, keep people from getting infected. And the second was save the healthcare system. You got to flatten the curve. Well, you know, we don't have to flatten the curve anymore. This is not a problem. The figures you cited for nationwide are identical in New York City. So, you know, I'm very hopeful that Mayor Adams is going to move on this point. And, you know, he's getting a lot of pressure, and justified pressure, that if you can't require this for professional athletes and entertainers, perhaps you shouldn't require this for all sorts of essential workers like policemen and firemen and teachers. I mean,
yeah.
It's not a major catastrophe if Kyrie Irving doesn't play. I mean, I know if you're a Nets fan, it is. But for most people, it isn't. But if policemen and firemen can't go to work and protect us all, that is a real problem. So I think, you know, and you know, I suggest in the article, one possibility is if you really don't want to be seen as giving in to, you know, these recalcitrant policemen and firemen, at least allow those who can demonstrate they've recovered from COVID and they have natural immunity come back, and allow those who don't want to get vaccinated and haven't been infected in the past, let them submit to periodic testing if that's what you want. I mean, I think the best solution is just get rid of the mandate for everyone. But if he really wants to, you know, continue it, at least allow that to happen. And then you'll have most of the firemen and policemen back on the job.
You're making so much sense, almost too much sense for a politician. But you know what I love on as we introduced you, Dr. Zimberg, Public Health and American Well-Being Initiative at Paragon Health Institute. Well-being, that's the catchphrase right there. And you're making a lot of sense. And I cannot tell you how much we appreciate that, sir. We'll be reading. And please come back soon, Dr. Joel. Always appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Thanks for having
me. Thank you, Dr. Joel Zimberg. Retweeted that article. You know, the doctors, like Dr. Zimberg, are making sense. I just wish the politicians would hear them. 9:33, Joe on the radio, Al's in the News Nook on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
24 degrees at 9:34. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Sarah Jessica Parker and Matthew Broderick finally opened their long COVID-delayed Broadway show, Plaza Suite, on the Great White Way last night. The husband and wife team had planned to open the Neil Simon revival back in 2020, but the pandemic hit and Broadway theaters shut down. The red carpet outside the Hudson Theater last night packed with stars and friends of the celebrity couple, including Cynthia Nixon and Anthony Edwards. Plaza Suite marks the first time Broderick and Parker have worked together since they appeared and How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying back in 1996. Middlesex County is distributing more than $2.1 million towards arts and history initiative. And the funds were divided between 109 municipal agencies and local nonprofits, which is made possible by the Middlesex County Cultural and Arts Trust Fund. Some $945,000 went to theater programs, while $327,000 supported dance initiatives. Another $233,000 has been granted to festivals and $158,000 to music and chorus programs. In sports, Knicks have now won four straight after beating the Bulls 109-104. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hi, Al. Let's go out to the Sawmill. As you head southbound, as you get down through the area of Yonkers, you're going to see some stop-and-go traffic. It's all due to a stalled vehicle. 287 eastbound, getting out toward Exit 5 on White Plains. An accident is off on the shoulder. Inbound GWB, still 35 to the upper, only 10 to the lower level from Route 4, but it looks like you're still about 30 minutes in from 80-95 locals. Let's see what's happening as you head to the inbound Lincoln. That's going to be 35, Holland 20. 280 eastbound, still heavy down through West Orange with some ongoing construction work going on. 1 and 9 is moving slowly northbound at Southwood Ave and Linden with an accident as well. We're seeing a lot of volume this morning over on the Cross Bronx West, getting out toward 3rd Ave and in toward the GWB. And watch for delays as you take a ride over to the eastbound Gowanus. That's kind of busy getting up and out toward the Prospect. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, high of 40. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
That is Debbie Duhame. This is Joe Piscopo. Hey, did you get La Fleur de Meats yet? Come on, you got to get La Fleur de Meats. I'll tell you what. You know, the nutrients in a really fine steak is great. You know how I know? Because my mom told me. Mommy told me. And what mommy says, I listen to. Joseph, you need a good steak, she'd say. Well, I got the best steak for you, La Fleur de, boy. Pat La Fleur de meat purveyors. They just, it's just, you can't even compare it. And you will see other steaks that are delivered to your house, frozen with little side thing. They got this. No, no, no. You got to check out, and just check it out, LaFreda.com. LaFreda.com. And, like, you know, if I may, let me see, look at the clock. It's 9:36. Okay, we got time. If I can, let me just, if I may, because I like telling you about great things. And to me, La Fleur de Meats, it was such a great find for me, with a shout out to my friend, Lieutenant Luigi Moneta. You know, he said, hey, this is Pat La Fleur. Would you come down and say hi to these? And the family is beautiful. I know Pat Sr., Pat Jr., and Mark over there. Everybody's great. And then my buddy Joey Falco listens every single morning. God bless him. And he goes out, he gets all the La Fleur de Meats for his family. And he just puts them on like a fire pit like that, you know. And when I have a steak, I have that center cut filet. That's my go-to. And then it's too cold to like go barbecue. So Pat told me, remember Pat La Fleur de said, you can broil it. I broil it. It is, you can't eat. It's like the steak that you get at the best restaurant that you've ever been at. I'm telling you, the way when that waiter goes, they goes here, boom, right in front of you, you get that sizzling steak. You can have that same cut of meat, of poultry, of any fine cut of meat, you know, beef, right there, pork, you can get right for your family. And that's where I take the most pride, is helping out and doing the best I can as a father. I make sure I get the best for my kids, and that's why I go to LaFreda.com. And we look, try it out. I'll give you this warning. Once you have a La Fleur de steak, once you have a La Fleur de burger, once you have a La Fleur de turkey burger, the chicken, you ain't going to go to anywhere else. You'll always go back to LaFreda.com, and your family will be happy and healthier for it. LaFreda.com, LaFreda, LaFreda.com.
Sponsored by Indeed.com. When you're trying to hire and fill open jobs, the searching, screening, and interviewing can become its own job. You need Indeed, their powerful hiring platform that makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire quality people. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Great memories at your timeshare are ones that you will hold on to forever. But maybe the cost has become a burden and you haven't been able to enjoy your quote-unquote investment. Not to mention rising maintenance fees while you were away. My name is Michael Molfetta, and my firm joined Forza Consumer Group to help people like you. We are the number one exit company for quality solutions with affordable prices. Forza believes all great relationships start with transparency and communication, especially when it comes to sensitive situations like timeshares. There is no one-size-fits-all approach when helping you out of your unwanted contract. With years of experience in this field, we know every client has unique obstacles to overcome during the cancellation process. Let Forza Consumer Group fight an ethical battle on your behalf, freeing you from the contractual and financial timeshare burden. Call us for a free consultation at 800-570-6685. That's 800-570-6685. Or visit ForzaConsumerGroup.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Joe on the radio, did you take Relief Factor yet? Did you try Relief Factor yet? All the folks on the cruise. Joe, Relief Factor. Hey, love those commercials, Joe. You know, really works, Joe. Thank you. And then one guy walked over to me. I was in the the merch store. You know, you get Charlie wanted to get little tchotchke stuff to take home to the family. So a gentleman walked in, and he's limping. And he's limping, and he comes over, and he goes, hey, Joe, I can ask you, you know, I love those commercials. Does it work like that? And I go, you know what? And I say, it works for me miraculously. Relief Factor does. And I said, you try it. And he goes, because you know what? It's like when I would walk in, I would feel the minor aches and pains. As soon as I started taking Relief Factor, I told the gentleman right there, I said, 5 days I was out of pay. He goes, you know what? I got to try that. I got to try it. I said, yep, check it out, because you know what? And now I'm in the store. I'm going like this, because for only $19.95, you can get the 3-week quick start. I'm doing like a pitch to the guy in the store. If I had it on me, I would have given him some, you know. What a nice, nice gentleman. And looked like, I think he was a veteran, which I, you know, I always appreciate and always love and respect, you know. So for $19.95, you can get the 3-week quick start to see if you can get out of pain. The number is 800-4-RELIEF, 800, the number 4, and then the word relief. Check it out. 5 days, boom, out of pain. And I'm telling you what. I could keep up with my 11-year-old. What more do I have to tell you? You want to keep up with your kids, with your grandkids? Try the 3-week quick start for less than $20. Let's get you out of pain. Go to pleaserelieffactor.com.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
The only station in New York that doesn't hold back. AM 970, The Answer.
Here we go. Here we go. Joe on the radio. I am back. 9:41 on AM 970, The Answer. Tuesday, March 29th on AM 970, The Answer. With Joe Sebelia, our producer, with Al Gattulo, and Debbie Duhame. And a thank you to Arthur Idala for doing such a great job, for sitting in, talking Supreme Court and everything else. You know, it's wild just doing a 4-hour radio show live every morning. People can't believe it. They go, what are you, Joe? Like, I'm on stage. People know me from SNL, or they know me from performing. Now they know me from the Relief Factor ads, right? So I explained to a lot of the audience that, no, I'm doing a radio show. They go, oh, can I get the radio? I wish I was in New York. I would listen. No, you go to am970theanswer.com, you know? And we would like to expand the platform. Maybe we will. And you could listen. But a lot of folks do listen from around the country, and I appreciate that. And it's so interesting that we are all like-minded. And all like-minded, they're going to go, oh, you're a right-wing nut job like that. They'll go like that, right? And you'll go, no. And then you'll say, patriot. Oh, you mean like you'll run into the Capitol? No. It's like we love this country. It's the love of country. And I don't care who you are. When I got on stage and I said, you know, I'm a proud American. And here we are. We're out at sea. And all the staff, by the way, is mostly international, you know. But they know we love America. And they love us. And then you see what's happening out of the White House. And it's all special interest. Please stay with me on this, because sometimes when I go away, I could see it clearer than ever. Everything that is being done in Washington is for special interests. Everything. The war that they're trying to start with Putin, in my opinion, is special interest. It's all for the Cheneys, you know, for Liz and her dad. You know, they, oh, yeah, let's go to war. They don't even, what you and I are, what you and I are, and what the military is, collateral damage. I'm telling you right now. And the virus, the deaths on the virus, the unnecessary deaths on the virus. I talked about the therapeutics from day one on this show till I was blue in the face. Therapeutics, you had it. I took them. I know. Well, it's a placebo. I know, doc, but it worked for me. All right, it works for you. Think it works. But can you try it? Can you just try if it works? No, you can't talk about it. You can't even not only try it, you can't talk about it, because Facebook, Twitter, and Google's going to shut you down. What kind of country are we living in? And then I got to listen to this guy Biden in Poland talk about democracy. You are taking democracy away. This administration is removing any freedoms that we have. whether any freedoms, First Amendment, Second Amendment, they want to take it all away. That reset, they're pushing it. And then it's coming from Macron in France and Johnson in England. What's wrong with these people? Yeah, because if they worked real lives and they worked real jobs and didn't have the perks that they have. Because you take a guy like Barack Obama, President Obama, and, you know, I mean, really, swagger, star power, you know what I'm saying? I mean, he just was a cool cat. He is like that. But here he comes from the south side of Chicago, a community organizer, becomes in the Senate, then he's a president. The guy's got these gazillion-dollar homes, which, by the way, I applaud. God bless him for working it out like that. But really, did he work a day? Has he worked a day ever in a regular job? They don't know. So when you don't know how you and I struggle every single day, I'm writing checks as I speak. I got to write this person, that person, this. Oh, my gosh, it doesn't stop. And then I got to work to pay for that. I don't have this cushy little government job where I get all this pension and welfare, all that great health care, all the assistance, the drivers, the cars, the offices that we pay for. Well, let's do more $1 trillion. What job has Joe Biden ever had? They don't know. It's special interests, the insurance interests, the pharmaceuticals, the military-industrial complex, and you and I pay for it. Inexcusable.
Joe, when you're writing out that one of those checks, it's two T's and two L's. It's just, you know.
Gadula.
Yeah. You know.
Gadula. Yeah. Please. And, you know, by the way, I wanted to give a shout out. I have a note here. Yeah. I want to give a shout out to Robert Auth, Assembly Auth in the New Jersey Assembly. I mentioned when I could not get the propane, and there was a shortage here. By the way, not to take away from the great workers who drive those trucks, who put the propane into the ground, you know, and all those great workers that I admire so very, very much. But it's the companies that just disregard you, in my opinion, you and I. And that is the problem. It's like the corporate disregard of America. It comes from the airlines. So I mentioned to Robert Auth, and Robert Auth, Assemblyman Auth, not even in my district. He's in the 39th, Debbie's district, you know. And he goes, Joe, you want me to really say something? He goes on the floor of the assembly, and he pushed forth an amendment to just hold these energy companies accountable. Can you believe it? How cool is that, guys? It's a politician that actually did something. And I applaud Robert Auth.
Man of the people.
Rarity.
You know what? He really does. He's the guy that, and there was another thing too, where a long story short, where somebody needed something. So I said, well, you know, Assemblyman Auth gets things done. And he's a Republican, and he's in the assembly in New Jersey. So that's an uphill climb. And he got something done for somebody else. And a veteran needed help. And a veteran couldn't see his in-laws. Remember that? Who did I call? Assemblyman Auth to get. And right. That person got to see his family member during COVID. So I got to tell you, that's what I'm talking about. We can get there. We can get there. It's an uphill climb, but so help me God, we will get there. And there are some great public servants out there. So, I see it from the outside. I see the disarray. I see what really is happening. So we pass it on to you, on the radio. And I really, really feel we will prevail. Amen. In nome de Padre, Filii, Spirito Santo. God bless you all.
You know, it's funny. State Senator John Bramnick has introduced
now,
a bill.
There's another guy that gets things right. Done, John.
So he's introduced a bill in the state legislature. Basically, when you call during the pandemic, when you've called certain companies to try and get a response from somebody like unemployment or whatever, you know, nobody would answer the phone.
Nobody.
So
nothing.
His bill would mandate that somebody would have to be there to answer the phone, whether it's remotely, whether it's in person. Like, your job is to make sure that you answer the phone. Now, the fact that he has to put in a bill for something that is so common sense.
That's true.
Right?
It's true.
And then people
go,
well, you're trying to micromanage. Yeah, but they're not picking up the phone.
I know.
I tried to go on for a real ID, right? Because you have to make an appointment now. Almost everything at DMV now, you have to make an appointment, right?
Which is good. Better because you don't have to wait in that line.
It's actually
forever.
Good. I did my registration for my cars for both my wife and I. It's very efficient on the website. It was a couple clicks. Boom. We renewed everything. Everything was fine. But in order to get certain documents, you have to actually go to the DMV, and they want you to make an appointment, which I think is streamlined. They're trying to streamline it to make it more efficient. So I want to go get a real ID, because next May, if you don't have a real ID driver's license, you can't board a plane. Now, if you have a passport, that's different. You can still use that to get on a plane. But if all you have is a driver's license,
you don't
have a real ID, you will not be able to board a plane. They've pushed this back year after year after year. The pandemic had a lot to do with it. But anyway, so I went to make an appointment for a real ID. Do you know that there is not an appointment available for 2 months?
Oh, that's crazy. Like,
I go to click on it, and it's non-renewal, right? Because my license isn't up for another 2 years. I can't get an appointment. They go, check back later, like June, July.
You know what? I got to tell you, and I love, by the way, when you talk to somebody at the DMV and they're so nice, they're working hard, and they're working a lot of hours, and you got to respect that and admire that. But the fact is there's no penalty if there is somebody there if you're a business, like I always said, if those airlines, if they said, the plane got held up, don't you have another 737 laying around? But if the government stepped up and said, to my point, if you had the political police and you had like a consumer police kind of thing that stuck up for the people, like if there was a problem.
Ralph Nader.
And then, I'm telling you, and that's the reason
he
we got
the guy, right? Yeah, in the 70s and 80s, he was the guy.
There should be penalties for these corporate. That's all they understand. When they go, we can't. It was the weather. No, if there's a penalty, trust me, they will fix it. And that's exactly what's got to happen.
Yeah,
and we applaud Senator Bramnick and Assemblyman Roth and the other good politicians that are fighting the fight, because it ain't easy. We understand.
For the rest of those shiftless politicians that do nothing, I'm going to vote you out. That's it.
Or vote them back in. That's usually the way it happens.
So, guys, Debbie, I went on stage. Joe Sibilia, you'll appreciate this.
Yeah.
And it was kind of my dream. It was like a nightclub kind of.
It was
second floor, and they had all people all jammed on the top floor, and then all chairs on the bottom, and then people standing around the bar. And I said, I have to do this. This has been a dream, to be on a cruise and to sing Beyond the Sea.
Beyond the sea, she's there. I'm beyond the people.
Special lyrics.
Fabulous. I
said, and Charlie loved it. I said, I'm singing Beyond. I'm doing my Bobby Darin. They loved it. I said, please, this has been a dream of mine. I know it's a long story. There's something wrong with me, but on a cruise singing this.
No
and
love
I did
boat.
It. It was no love boat, but it worked for me. There we go.
That's great. 951. Wish I could have seen that. That's fabulous.
We'll have to do it in Rome or something like that. I'll just save it for Rome. 952. Debbie's out there looking out for you. Always doing a great job on the radio. Always appreciated, Deb. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Joe. So happy to be here as usual. Let's see what's happening right now. As we take a ride to Jericho Turnpike in Elwood, everything's still closed with an accident investigation right by Deer Park Road. So definitely avoid that whole area. We're still seeing a lot of traffic as you head to the eastbound Gowanus right at the Prospect. It's an accident, then more volume getting up toward Cabin Plaza and the construction zone. Watch for delays on the FDR Drive North in the 70s, a three-car accident. And traffic is still slowing down this morning on the Cross Bronx West. Heading right out toward 3rd Avenue. We're seeing delays as you take a ride to the inbound GWB, 35 minutes into town to that upper level, 25 to the lower. Inbound side of the Lincoln, that's 40. Holland still 30. 280 East, heavy through West Orange with some ongoing construction over there. And watch for delays on 287 South down through Bridgewater with an accident just cleared away. On the Sawmill as you head southbound getting down through Yonkers, watch out for a stalled car. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
As you watch the heartbreaking videos of what Russia is doing to Ukraine, you begin to wonder, what is America's role on the world stage? Is the strategy of leading from behind, which Obama came up with, still in place under President Biden? Or should America be a leader on the world stage? Does America have a president who's competent and able to handle each crisis as it comes? Or are we weak and ineffective? Stay tuned right here if you want the answers. AM 970, The Answer.
Spring is here, and the real estate market is hot, hot, hot. AM 970 The Answer has all the answers about how to profit from the enormous opportunities available to both buyers and sellers in this amazing real estate market. Don't miss a one-time Spring 2022 special three-hour edition of Eye on Real Estate, hosted by the best in the business, the world-famous Dottie Herman, this Saturday morning between 9 a.m. and 12 noon. Dottie will be joined by a blue-ribbon panel of experts assembled to make you smarter about real estate in the tri-state area and hotspots across the nation. There hasn't been a real estate market like this in modern times. Don't miss out. Knowledge is power. Learn how to make your best possible deal, from mortgages to interest rates to finding the right agent, lawyer, and location, 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 best for you. The Eye on Real Estate Spring 2022 three-hour special, sponsored by Citizens Bank, this Saturday morning, 9 to noon, right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Holland Christian Home is a Christian home for seniors, a place that will treat your loved one with kindness and respect. Located in North Haledon, New Jersey, Holland Christian Home is filled with fun activities, delicious meals, medical care, and more. Founded more than 125 years ago, Holland Christian Home provides the physical, social, and financial needs to care for seniors. Go to hchnj.org or call Charlotte at 973-807-3245. Call Holland Christian Home to discuss how they can care for your aging loved one. With residential living, a permanent life care program, and respite care, you'll have peace of mind that your mom or dad, aunt or uncle, friends and loved ones are in a warm and loving community. Daily chapel services are included. HCHNJ.com or call 973-807-3245. Holland Christian Home will care for your aging loved one with kindness and respect. HCHNJ.org or 973-807-3245. Holland Christian Home. Ask for Charlotte.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation 9/11 Never Forget Mobile Exhibit is a tribute to all who lost their lives on September 11, 2001, or who have since died from 9/11-related illnesses. This high-tech 83-foot tractor trailer transforms into an 1,100-square-foot exhibit, a tool to further educate people about 9/11. The memorial provides interactive education. It includes artifacts such as steel beams from the Twin Towers, videos, and recordings of first responder radio transmissions. Through interactive guided tours, FDNY firefighters provide first-hand accounts of the day and its aftermath. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is committed to ensuring America keeps its vow to never forget. Its mobile exhibit has traveled to nearly 50 states and Canada and has welcomed over 500,000 people. Visit it in a city near you and join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Mostly sunny, blustery, and cold today with a high not far from 40. Clear early tonight with a diminishing wind. Clouds will increase late at night, though 29 in Midtown, 20 to 25 in the colder suburbs. Any early sun will give way to clouds tomorrow, and there can be a stray afternoon shower, high 45. Thursday, rather cloudy, but becoming breezy and much warmer with some showers and a thunderstorm in the afternoon, high 67. AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
That's my guy from the airport. I love this guy. He's driving me around, making he's his own beep horn, his own horn, you know? We love it. Hey, Joe on the radio, appreciate you joining us this morning, you know, and great to be back. I missed you terribly, I did, you know, and it's great to be able to catch up with you. Let's do it again tomorrow, all right? Joey Sebelia, thank you. Albert, thank you so much. And Debbie, thank you. And again, a tip of the hat to my dear friend Arthur Adala for sitting in. He'll be back. You know, it's going to be shaky the next six weeks or so. We got a lot of work, and we're going to stay with you and take you with us every step of the way, you know, because we are honored to have you as a part of this radio family on AM 970 The Answer and the Piscopo Show. We never, ever take it for granted. So, listen, I got to tell you, I experience it when I go out there. God bless you. It's a great country. God bless America. Now go out and make it a great day because you deserve it.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.